And now, we have here today a man who many regard as the third greatest podcast introducer in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, a production of yoyowiki.org, presents Dr. Popular.
It's Shalicto. Doc Popular.
Yo yo.
Wiki.
Yo yo. Wiki wiki.
Yo yo.
Wiki.
Yo yo. Wiki wiki.
Yo yo radio.
Yo yo radio. Yo yo radio.
Wiki wiki. Yo yo wiki wiki. Wiki wiki. Yo yo wiki 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 wiki.
This is Yo Yo Wiki Wiki Radio podcast
on Yo Yo Radio.
Wiki 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 wiki.
Welcome to the special 39th episode of yoyowiki.org, or Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast, the official podcast of yoyowiki.org. My name is Dr. Bobular, and joining me, as usual, your hosts, Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am fantastic. It's been 2 weeks since the last podcast, and I don't know, a lot has happened. Has a lot happened to you?
A lot has happened to me, mostly in the span of what would have been between the last podcast to this one. If we were going back in the full 2 weeks, I wouldn't say that much. If we went back the last week, I'd be like, oh, yeah, tons. California states. You know, the big news is, of course, that, you know, the chatter amongst all the yo-yo community is that the yoyowiki.org is back up. It's huge.
Yep. And we're really excited about this. What we did was we moved Yo-Yo Wiki to a hosted wiki platform called wikia.com. Wikia is like the commercial arm of Wikipedia. And so they work very closely with the MediaWiki software. And what that allows us to do is focus on the content and not on keeping the software up to date and having it break on us every few months and everything like that. YoYoWiki.org will have 100% uptime. If an apocalypse doesn't come or something like that and the whole internet breaks, we'll have 100% uptime, good fast servers, and you'll be able to edit and keep the content as up to date as possible. And we're really excited about that because, man, that MediaWiki software is terrible to work with.
What part of it is terrible? Is it
upgrading and everything like that? There's very little documentation on how actually how to manage the wiki software. So when something breaks, you have absolutely no resource to try and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm. So is the new look for yoyowiki.org, largely because of your new host?
Yep. I wanted to talk about that. I'm not sure if I should do this, but, you can change it back to look how it looked before. All you have to do is go into your preferences, go to the skin option and choose the mono book option. Oh, come on, Josh.
He wants that mono.
Yeah. Change it to the mono book option and it will look almost identical to the way that it looked before. That's what I'm using, and I think it's a lot better. I'm hesitant to change it to the default look because I don't know if maybe people like the new theme or what. But I think we can change it to a default if I get enough feedback about it. Otherwise the option is there to go to the mono book.
So we have a couple more YoYoWiki things to talk about, including the photo contest. But before we do, how about if we go on and wipe our hands clean of the yo-yo sensation that's entirely sweeping the nation, the name that yo-yo.
Yep, that's right. All right. You want to go first?
Absolutely, I want to go first. I'm hoping that the microphone can do this yo-yo justice. it's definitely a loud yo-yo.
Good sound. Obviously metal. good clean bearing in there. You know, is that a flux?
That is not a flux. This is both it could surprise you, or it could come as absolutely no surprise that this is my new favorite yo-yo.
Hmm. Is it a dirt?
It is not a dirt. It is a groovy addition. Two fat ladies. by word, I freaking love it. It's the beefcake thing. I was really cynical. I mean, I was probably more cynical than most people, and I thought the beefcake thing turned out really nice. The grooves, it's a crummy straight up. It's a crummy grinder. It's just too sticky on your hands, even with the groove surface. And I can't tell if the grooves are affecting my play or not. Compared to most aluminum yo-yos, I think that I can get a longer spin out of it when I'm rubbing against the side. And of course, I rub against the side when I do a lot of my twisty stuff. So I think that's why I like it so much, is maybe because of the grooves. But I really couldn't tell you until I tried the non-groovy edition.
Okay. Good deal. So did you pick that up at California States?
This was sent to me, via Word, W-E-R-R-D, I think, via Stu from Word. This was actually Yo-Yo Nation's, store copy. And so he had them overnight the store copy so that I could, have it in my hands before, Cal States. And in the meantime, I guess they were Yo-Yo listeners until just recently. They just got their new shipment in.
Okay.
It was a great yo-yo. I think I used it for my 1A 1 minute and 1A 3 minute. So if those videos get uploaded, hopefully my 3 minute doesn't get uploaded, but if it does, you'll probably see the yo-yo in action there, which is probably not a great advertisement for that. So just don't watch that. So Josh, what are you going to be doing?
Well, let's give it a throw here.
Why don't you
this is a very quiet yo-yo.
Oh, it's quiet. Doesn't sound quiet. Small bearing, aluminum. It's kicking out a lot of wind on the inside. I think it must have friction stickers or something. Freehand zero.
Oh, those aren't freehand.
Those aren't even a small bearing, but yeah.
As far as mini yo-yos go, this one takes the cake.
I don't know if that. Is that an extra hint, like some sort of
it's not an extra hint.
Wordplay kind of thing going on? Like the frosting by it's either gotta be the CU or the mini dirt, also known as the Eli. I'm gonna say it's the mini dirt.
It is. It is a mini dirt. This is specifically an Eli.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure the only difference is that the mini dirts had D and B stamped on the sides, and the Eli's have Eli stamped on the sides.
It was a D and a P for Dr. Right. Popular, not a B.
Of course. How could I be so
right.
foolish?
Dr. Popular.
I got this in the mail today from Russ, and it is the first prize that I've gotten for the Yo-Yo Wiki photo contest.
I love how you just play with these yo-yos. Right? Like last time you were totally like playing with the yo-yos for the contest.
Yep. All the time.
Did anybody notice that when they got theirs?
Nope.
This show is missing a bearing.
this one's used. So that's the exciting first prize that we've received. I've also got a spider coming from Saturn Precision Yo-Yos.
Josh, if you wouldn't mind backing that ass up a little bit, I don't even know what this photo contest is. So why don't you share with me and the rest of the community?
Okay.
I think I saw you post about it somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. I've been posting about this all over the place. And it's a contest, remember back in January, we did an editing contest to get people to contribute articles and stuff like that and generate hype about the wiki. And that was a smashing success, I would say. And so what we wanted to do this time was to get more photo content on yoyowiki.org, pictures of yo-yos and pictures of yo-yo players, and you know, a few other various yo-yo related things. I guess if you wanted to take a picture of a store that sold yo-yos and put it on the article for that store, I guess you could. So what we've done is we've created this contest. There are three prize categories. The first prize category is the person who uploads the highest number of quality photos during the course of this contest. So we don't want to see anything blurry. We don't want to see anything underexposed, overexposed, with low light. We don't want any crappy photos, is I guess what I'm saying. So the person that uploads the highest number of quality photos will win a prize, a yo-yo and what have you. The second prize category is the person that uploads the single best photo, yo-yo related photo during the course of this contest will also win. And then the third prize category is a random person who submits a photo will win a prize.
Can I make some predictions here?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Highest number of photos, you know, of quality photos, I'm going to say would go to Sean Garcia, a.k.a. Yotoy. Now, best quality pictures, that would be a toss-up between Sean Garcia and Yotoy. Oh, wait, that's the same person. Never mind. So really safe bet there. Highest number, Sean Garcia. Best quality goes to Yotoy. And in terms of the random, I'm going to go on and just guess that Sean Garcia is also going to win the random contest.
Yeah, he does some amazing work. I'll agree with that. I can tell you right now who's out in front for the most number.
No, wait. This is most number from the start point or most number period on the site?
From the start point.
Okay, which was the first of this month?
Pretty much. I think it was the third, actually. But
okay, sorry.
It's a running battle right now between James Buffington, he posts as Jaren B, and Dazzling Dave Schulte.
Now, if James and Dave got into a fight, who would win?
Oh, Dazzling Dave for sure.
Dave would. Would he have a couple beers in him, or?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, James. I've met James and I've hung out with James, and he's, you know, he could be a scrapper. You know, he could.
So you know both people pretty well, and you're pretty sure that it would be Dave Schulte from your personal experience in the book, which would be expert testimony. In this thing, you would say Dazzling Dave.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just curious. So, all right. Well, so, you know, you guys get to work. Dave has a lot of fodder. I don't know, how much photo time he has, but he's got plenty of things to photograph.
Right. Exactly. And I just sent you a link there. If you go to yoyowiki.org/wiki/special:new-images, it's a running list of the new images that have been uploaded, and right now the whole front page of that is all Dave Schulte yo-yos, and there's some neat stuff here.
Well, I can't wait to surf that later. Let's move on, so everybody knows about the Yo-Yo Wiki contest. Now let's talk about another recent contest that just wrapped up, the California States contest, which was California State, because so far we haven't split yet, but we're working on that. I mean, it's a big state, and really, like, LA and San Francisco, and it's two different states. Anyway, for now, it's a California State contest, and that was hosted by Stu and Dave Capurro at the Exploratorium. The media was off the hook. You saw, like, just how much stuff was on there.
Right.
Yeah, just like locally, we had all the weekly papers do their typical condescending crap about the contest and about 40-year-old virgin references. We also had the Chronicle, which is a very respectable paper, ran an article and also put up a video on their site, sfgate.com. The video is probably one of the coolest things I got to do. I did both the interview and the video with Bill de Blah Blah. And
you know, I didn't get to see the video.
It's the best part.
I was really disappointed. You have to have QuickTime, and I don't use QuickTime, and I use QuickTime Alternative, and it just doesn't want to work. And that was frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You can't embed or work with their videos at all. They actually mentioned they're switching to a new media player sometime soon. But you need to see the video somewhere. It's pretty keen.
All right.
Did you see any cool video? You saw the news.com coverage, CNET's coverage.
No.
You didn't see CNET?
I guess I remember seeing a link to it, but I didn't.
Those were some amazing pictures. I'm actually gonna send you the pictures now if I can find them. There was 10 photos. It was more like a photo journal really than anything else. The photos are just really spectacular, I think. The video was okay. The video is a whole different link. I don't even know exactly where to find that, but you can find the video on yoyoing.com/news for now. But, yeah, the photo links on news.com.
Right, look at that handsome fella.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about the end in the photo, right?
Yeah.
That end is still such a coveted yo-yo. It's weird how it's kind of like recently come back up into conversations. Like everybody was asking me this weekend if they could look at my end.
You're like, well, can I lose another 20 pounds first?
Yeah. The next yo-yo should be called the derriere. The buttocks. So those are great pictures, and there's tons of media. Cal State's, I just remembered, calstatesyoyo.com, or calstateyoyo.com, has a recap of all the videos that have been posted, some of which are posted on schlichto.com, which I think, Josh, your friend Josh Schlichting runs, right?
Right.
Anyway, calstateyoyo.com, you can see the CNET video, the CNET pictures, the freestyles. I got third and freehand. I actually apparently did a pretty good 1-minute routine in single A, but my 3-minute routine was terrible. So, yeah, that's how things go. The one thing you work on the hardest, of course, is going to be the one that you're going to completely fail at, and the one thing you don't even decide that you're going to enter until the minute of the contest is when you get third in.
Right. Yep, that's the way it goes. But third place.
Yeah, no, I was happy. I mean, I was half of Brian Figueroa's score. Brian is you've seen Brian at Worlds probably, right?
I met him at BAC.
Yeah. He was okay then. He was all right. He was able to place at a local contest or something. And apparently he did pretty good at Worlds. Again, not like the top three good, but pretty good. And I don't know what has happened since Worlds and now, because that was like 2 months ago or maybe a month and a half ago or something. He is amazing now. He totally could have taken Worlds with the routine he did at California States. I swear to God, not exaggerating, he had a world placing routine at California States. He doubled my score. He doubled the if you added my score and the second place score, which is a two-handed player, Joseph Harris, if you add our scores together, you still are lower than what he actually scored.
Nice.
Yes. For offstring. I mean, offstring versus double A, usually double A just creams it. Offstring's very slow moving. Double A is very fast.
Yeah. And is his freestyle online, did you say?
His freestyle is the first place freestyle in the open division. Of course, open means best.
Yeah. I'll check that out. So also this past weekend was Mid-Atlantic Regionals.
Never heard of it.
our best friend Joe Mitchell's contest.
Really? Mitchell.
Yeah. You know Joe Mitchell?
Does ring a bell.
Guy, not funny, talks loudly.
Okay.
You've met him. I know you've met him, but, you know, he does this contest over there on the East Coast. Some people have heard of it. And I don't know. Do you know anything about it? You put this on the list of things to talk about.
I'm trying to think of what MAR stands for. It's like Mitchell and Mitchell and Roaches or something. Joe Mitchell ate rabbits. Ate rabbit. I don't know. No, I don't know who placed. I mean, I guess a quick Google search could tell you. So why don't you just do yourselves a favor and just Google it instead of us telling you?
All right. Or you can listen to the last – Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast and subject yourself to that, and it's a whole MAR roundup. So
I know they were going to have some sort of big free him thing sponsored by Fast. I really haven't heard much about the
he gave away chocolate as prizes.
Oh, did he give away chocolate covered bacon? I'm serious. That's so good.
Sounds amazing. We should put that on a stick and sell it at the fair.
So I'm looking at the MAR results right now. They had 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A division, and 5A division. So they had a full separate grouping of contests. What's surprising is this was going to be the big 5A battle. There was going to be, Yo-Yo Factory was going to put up some prizes and stuff like that. According to this, only one person entered 5A. So that's,
Tyler?
Jonathan Robinson.
Really? John Robb?
Yeah. Huh. I'm looking at some of the 1A contestants. Well, even 2A. Christ, even 3A. Sebastian Brock, I believe, plays 5A. Justin Weber probably doesn't. Joey Fleshman, I think, does.
Yeah, I think so.
So Sebastian Brock and Joey Fleshman. Shane Caron, the 2A champion. Totally plays. I mean, I think he won the 5A National 2 years ago. Like he just entered. That was the year he entered like freehand, off string, 1A, 2A, and he placed in like two of the three or whatever. And Shane entered in 2A and 4A, and Kentaro, and Jake Bullock. Is this right? Kentaro and Jake Bullock entered 3A, but they didn't enter 5A.
Hmm. That doesn't sound right at all.
That does not.
Were you only allowed to enter one division, maybe?
No, because Shane Caron plays first in two divisions.
Huh.
Boy, we need some clarification here.
Maybe we should listen to that Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast episode.
It'll be a cold day in hell. You know, speaking of hell, I'm also looking at the list of people and where they're from. In 3A, the third place champion, his name is Jake Bullock / Tyler Severance, and he is from hell.
Wow.
So I guess that's probably Wilmington or close to Wilmington.
Probably.
Zang! Okay, so. Yeah. What else we got to talk about here?
You're going to Nationals, I guess?
I am totally going to Nationals. I was heartbroken about my 3-minute routine not working because I've got a bunch of really, I think, really, really cool 1A stuff. I've been really working my butt off, and I landed most of it in my 1 minute. Missed almost everything in my 3 minute, and that was my last chance to really be able to show up because I cannot enter Nationals this year. I can't enter the 1A. And I love 5A, but it's not really what I've been interested in this year. Like, I've got no new 5A tricks to speak of. I'm always playing single A, and because of the new national rules, if I didn't place at a regional contest, I can't enter in Nationals. And the only regional contest I was able to go to, I was judging. And the other regional contest I had shows that day, which my job is, you know, performing yo-yoing. So I can't miss a day of work, you know. So I really hate that rule. Really, really hate that rule.
Well, another party heard from.
Yeah. You know, back to my 1-minute routine. Did you know it was the highest scoring 1-minute routine of the event?
I did not.
I just had to clutch under my 1 minute because everybody saw my 3 minute. It was terrible, and I just have to. I actually scored more in my 1 minute than I did in my entire 3 minute.
That's awesome.
It's well, no, because it's really just how bad my 3 minute was. There's two ways you could look at it. Like, yeah, but no, I'm looking at it the other way.
All right, good deal.
So
and you got an iPhone.
I got an iPhone. You got some puppies. We're even.
Right? I still haven't even seen an iPhone.
Do your puppies have the multi-touch feature, or are they still like? Do you have to use a stylus to communicate with? They're like the dogs and the DS dogs, the Nintendo DS dogs, right?
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs, yeah, they're Nintendogs, right? You use the stylus. You can't use like two stylus to make them larger or anything.
Right.
I can do that with my iPhone. So. All
right. Good job with that.
I love.
Have you seen the iPod Touch?
I haven't seen it.
I don't like it.
16
gigs is the maximum size, which is
tiny.
A little too small. It is. It's tiny compared to what they're doing with the other things now.
40 gigs is a pretty common large size.
Yeah. It's a Wi-Fi device. They turned it into a Wi-Fi device,
mm-hmm.
Which frustrates me. It's not what I want for my MP3 player, right?
Well,
if I wanted a Wi-Fi device, I'd go get a Wi-Fi device. But
that's what it is. It is a Wi-Fi device. It's not their new iPod. It's the iTouch, and the iTouch is the iPhone.
No, it's an iPod Touch.
Oh, the iPod. No. Well, what about the iTouch?
It's called the iPod Touch. I don't think that exists.
Well, okay. As far as I understood, you know, the iPhone's going to have its next generation, which will have the 3G and all that stuff. And the next iPhone will have a similar device that just will be the exact same thing as the iPhone, but without the phone. And it'll be the Wi-Fi companion to the iPhone. And, you know, it'll have iPod. It'll have, you know, all your internet surfing. It'll have all that stuff. So it's still more of a iPhone than it is an iPod. And that sounds like what the iPod Touch is, like
it's definitely called the iPod Touch. It is an iPod. It's in the iPod line, and it just frustrates me. And then no Bluetooth. It doesn't do Bluetooth, because I would love to be able to have wireless Bluetooth headphones, but it doesn't do that, and that frustrates me.
You know, the one thing I'm hoping with my iPhone, I'm hoping that they'll soon come out with a keyboard. A Bluetooth keyboard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, the interface is fine for like, text messaging. I mean, it's way easier to surf the net than it would be on a BlackBerry or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to write – I'm not going to do my blog entries in it. I'm not going to try to write HTML on it. I'm not going to try to do any of that stuff on it, you know?
Right.
I need a keyboard.
Right.
The one other thing that drives me nuts about the iPhone, it doesn't have a cut-and-paste feature. It doesn't have like a select feature where you can, you know, double click a word and it'll highlight the word. You can delete the whole word or copy the word or paste a new word in there. So that's a little aggravating sometimes. Most of the stuff, because they made everything pretty intuitive, most of the times you need something like that. There's an alternative that makes it easy. But for instance, when you're wanting to update your contacts, it sure would be nice to be able to highlight someone's homepage. And then add that into their contacts under URL because, you know, I don't want to have to type their URL, especially if they have some complex, long, you know, URL for their homepage. Not everybody has a simple .com homepage.
Right.
Well, Josh, another fantastico show. I think episode 39 will go down in the history books.
Mm-hmm. As being the best episode ever,
the best episode 39 of any webcast.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. Yeah.
And
it was good to talk to you, Doc.
The award for best 39th episode goes to
of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast goes to Yo-Yo Wiki podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to talk to you here, Doc.
Good talking to you anywhere.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you next week for episode 40.
The big 4-0.
You got it.
Man. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Over the hill. All right. Talk to you. Bye.